This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final Hour Power coming up here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. It's the August of Charles Manoah Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Big night here locally is Maryland belt to ass. Let's call it what it is. It's after hours now. We don't have to abbreviate it. We can call it how a TI is. 88-65 winners over Illinois. It was the Rodney Rice show. 7-9 from beyond the arc. 26 points. Two threes shy of breaking the Big Ten record for three-pointers made in a Big Ten conference tournament game. Maryland with 15 points off the bench. Jordan Geronimo knocking down a three. His first of the season. You got good minutes from Gapare. Those two are going to be needed, man. Deshaun Harris-Smith gave you some good minutes. If you could play those three, 6 to 8 minutes tonight, right? You got a chance in the tournament. I think your bench depth, much better.
You know what you're going to get night in, night out with guys like Jordan Geronimo and I now Deshaun Harris-Smith, which is disappointing considering how highly touted he was coming out of high school. But those guys are going to bust their ass on the floor defensively. We know how fierce Jordan Geronimo is as a rebounder. And if he gets it going offensively like he did tonight, that is a whole different dynamic to this basketball team because you can afford to give guys like Julian Reese and Derek Queen some time to rest if needed. If one of those guys gets in foul trouble and you can't get adequate minutes from Geronimo, you might be in trouble against a team like Michigan State. We saw it happen a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree with you on that. I mean, I think the way they shot the ball tonight, I just think it's so hard to replicate that night in, night out. They got the guys that can do it. We're going to see, man. I am prepared. Wow. No way. So, Maryland, obviously, with the big win. This is the foodie in me. We just got some breaking news. Fuddruckers opening at 781 7th Street Northwest next week. Fuddruckers?
I thought they were all closing everywhere.
I will be there talking to someone. Are you kidding? Fuddruckers?
That was one of my favorite.
If someone from the sales team is listening, damn it. I mean, come. We got to. I'm going to Fuddruckers. I may go there tomorrow.
That was one of my childhood favorite spots. They
had it right. Yes, come on.
On the corner.
Come on.
It became a MedStar urgent care. Like, what?
And they suck there. Service is terrible. We love you, MedStar.
Are you talking about the same one as me?
You know where we're, come on, yes. Montgomery County, Ben. Come on, there's only one. There's only one you know about.
Yeah.
Their milkshakes, Ben. Good golly. You want to talk about healthy portions? Best onion rings? What was your... I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
I was so young. I was like a picky little kid eating chicken tenders and fries everywhere I went.
You're missing it on that burger, my brother.
I know. I didn't start eating burgers and all that stuff until I was older.
I'm going to out you here real quick. What the hell's going on with your charger?
What?
I'm on 1%. I've been plugged up the entire time.
What do you mean what's wrong with my charger? You're using my box, not the cable is on you.
What's wrong with your box?
Nothing.
Why is it charging my phone? This is my phone's on 1%.
What?
I'm literally like not even going to be able to make it home.
Your phone's always dead.
Yeah, it sucks. That is a point. It's always dead.
You're always in here like, I need a charger. Where is the charger?
The last couple of days I've needed a charger. I normally, because I've taken the Metro.
Yeah, no, you got the Smart Trip app on your phone, right? You don't have the physical card.
Right. So, this is, thank good.
So, it's really just, it's not working.
I flipped the direction of the power cord, and it's now gone to 2%. So, we'll see.
Okay.
Okay is right. There is progress being made. Speaking of progress being made, a lot of people have written off Aaron Rodgers, and the rumor now is Minnesota or Pittsburgh. I would have to believe that if he somehow ends up with the Minnesota Vikings, that would catapult them to me to the biggest threat in the NFC to Philadelphia. If Aaron Rodgers lands in Minnesota, the Vikings, to me, very clearly, the biggest threat to the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm even hedging on what I said earlier. I tweeted it out when I saw the rumored interest that, man, it may put them over Philadelphia in my eyes. Minnesota, if they get Aaron Rodgers, would, in my opinion, completed arguably the best offseason in the NFL. When you consider what they did up front, bringing in Will Fries, bringing in Ryan Kelly to shore up the interior of that offensive line, you get back a healthy Christian Darrisaw next year. And then on defense, bringing in Isaiah Rodgers at the slot corner, keeping Byron Murphy. I love what this team has done. Your pass rush is already legit with Jonathan Greenard and Van Ginkle and Dallas Turner. Now you insert John Allen and Javon Hargrave, and all of a sudden Minnesota is cooking with gas. I am super intrigued to see how things play out with their quarterback situation. The thing is this. They are, folks that are thinking about this is the best way that I can put it. I think folks are in a rush to start the clock on J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy missed the entirety of his rookie season after getting hurt in the preseason. He re-injured his knee while rehabbing, had a cleanup surgery is what they described it as. So let me not say he re-injured. There was an infection. He had a cleanup surgery, and it stopped him from being able to work out and therefore grow and develop. Man, J.J. McCarthy lost pretty much an entire year of development. And let's be honest, though, if he doesn't get hurt, I think he's their week one starter. Or they play him very early in the season, and the Cinderella story that was Sam Darnold probably doesn't even happen. So, like, there's a fascinating dynamic that exists there. And I'm not sure, man, what ultimately happens. I know this, though. I'm not one that's going to just write off Aaron Rodgers either. I'm not. You put him behind that offensive line in Minnesota with that play caller and that offensive coordinator, knowing what Kevin O'Connell did for Sam Darnold, you don't think he can get good play out of Aaron freaking Rodgers, throwing to Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson, and TJ Hockenson. Oh, plus whatever they do in the first round of the draft. I don't know, man. No, man. It's been tough, man. It's been tough to watch Aaron Rodgers' career kind of take the turn it has. Before he goes to the Jets, obviously it was a couple of down years in Green Bay before his career ended there. But like Aaron Rodgers is still first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. And the thing that I'm like debating and tossing back and forth with right now with Rodgers is he ready to concede power? Because we know what's happened the last couple of years in New York. Pushing around Nathaniel Hackett, calling the shots. It ain't going to be that type of situation in Eden Prairie with Kevin O'Connell. Last year, 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks. Numbers aren't bad, right? But he hadn't thrown for 4,000 yards since 2021. So, to me, I think it's the right situation for him if he's going to resurrect his career. I think it would happen in Minnesota. I think he's got a much more likely chance of it happening in Minnesota than in New York. But what we can't do, and it's irresponsible of us as media folk, I'm going to be honest with you. People let their personal feelings and opinions about Aaron Rodgers color how he's played the quarterback position. And that's Bush League. If you're going to evaluate the quarterback position, evaluate the quarterback position, not the fact that he does ayahuasca, not the fact that he goes on retreats and is a different cat. That shouldn't influence your decision or your thought process, rather, on him as a quarterback. Because he can still sling it with the best of them. And think about what last year was. It was 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, damn near 4,000 yards, a year removed from Achilles surgery. When your mobility is going to be limited at that position. So I think with a full offseason, more healthy, maybe get him some preseason time. That was the other thing where I think the Jets completely screwed up. He didn't participate when we went down there for the joint practices against them. He didn't practice. The rain, I think, impacted that. But, like, that to me is the thought process here when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. 1-800-636-1067. If Rodgers lands in Minnesota, I think the Vikes are the biggest threat to the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll update you on the game that all Terps fans should be looking at, Purdue in Michigan. Maryland plays the winner of that game tomorrow at 3:30. We'll get you up to speed with that. Plus, when we come back, we'll let you hear from that no-good mamma jamma, Myles Garrett, who had some thoughts today about his return to Cleveland, first presser since signing the big extension. We'll let you hear from Myles Garrett next here on The Fan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It is 16-10, Michigan up over Purdue with 14 and counting left to go in the opening half. Terps take on the winner of this one after beating the hell out of Illinois earlier tonight. 88-65, Rodney Rice, Taki Hot from downtown. 7-9, 2-3 shy from breaking the Big Ten record for the most three-pointers made in a conference tournament game. Maryland looks like a group that is ready for the month of March. No Cooper Flag today for Duke, but I'm getting ready to change the channel here. I don't know if you got it on in there, do you, Ben? Yeah, they're up one with 4 seconds left to go in regulation against UNC, and everyone's on Hubert Davis's ass right now, it feels like. And for them to lose to Duke in the conference tournament with no Cooper Flag, not good. RJ Davis struggling. 4 of 10, 0 of 3 from downtown, 2 turnovers, just 8 points. And for Duke, I mean, usual suspects. Double K, Tyrese Proctor, getting it done for the Blue Devils, man. It's been interesting to see, man. The big freshman in the middle as well, Common Mulock, getting it done. I mean, they are an absolute juggernaut right now. Talking about the way Duke is playing, you add Cooper. Yeah, my phone's still not charging. You add Cooper Flag back to the mix with this group. They are one of a handful of teams that I think should be considered the odds-on favorites for the NCAA tournament. I mentioned Miles Garrett quit bluffing and signed the extension with Cleveland after threatening to hold out, and he wanted to get traded. We all know that's what got us thinking, well, maybe he comes here to Washington. He spoke to the Browns media for the first time today and had this to say about how the meeting with Jimmy Haslam, the Browns owner, not taking place, how that impacted the extension talks.
You know, Jimmy took a bit of a backseat leaning on AB and our relationship. And I think that's for the better. You know, you want to have a good relationship with your owner, but as well as your GM. And him and I have had many discussions and conversations over the years. And he helped me see what the future can really hold for us.
Talk so much about it.
One thing that is important, or should be important at least for Myles Garrett, is who's playing the quarterback position. But before we get to his thoughts on that, Miles is full of crap. Jimmy Haslam not taking that meeting with you should have pissed you the hell off. Shout out to Nicole Lynn, his agent, one of the best in the business right now when it comes to getting contracts done. But damn, they got the money. But for Miles to go on Radio Row the way that he did and talk about how, you know, he wants to win. How do you want to win? How do you say that you want to win and you remain in Cleveland? Now I get it, right? Like, I'm not going to act as if the Browns roster is horrible. But they're not anywhere close to being a contender, even in their own division. They are firmly in last place and clearly the worst team. Miles Garrett mentioned that he talked to Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, and that conversation, you know, he was sold on the plan from Jimmy Haslam, and he wanted to stay there after that conversation. If you're Miles Garrett, the only thing that could maybe make you look at the situation in Cleveland – different is if you had a firm, concrete answer about the quarterback position. Here's what Miles had to say earlier when sitting down. This is what Miles had to say earlier today when talking to Andrew Siciliano about the quarterback position in Cleveland.
In all seriousness, do you know who the quarterback's going to be? I mean, do you have an idea?
After conversations, I do have an idea.
Okay. Do you like the idea?
I like it enough to be here smiling in front of you because I think we have a good chance of that happening and making the most out of it.
Can you tell us who it is, Miles?
You know I can't do that.
I'll tell you who I think the Browns quarterback is on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Fan.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.